The hand still works, man.
When was the last time you cried?
Okay. I cried happy things. That's strange. So I cry when, let me think, what's something happy? Oh, well, it's like when I hear the national anthem. Wait a minute. When I hear something really good that happens, that somebody does something really nice for someone. Oh, can you hear me? When someone does something really nice for someone, I'll have to think really hard. It was recently, and I was crying, and I'd seen this recording on my phone, and I think it was something President Trump did, and I replayed it for Jitty to see, and I'm just sitting there, I can barely get it out of my mouth. I said, look at this, look what, and you know, I was crying. What the particular thing was, I don't remember, but I cried happy things.
My turn. Let's see. Two nights ago, I was on Facebook and I was reading a story and it broke my heart. Just somebody passed away and it was sad.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
Oh, there's so many.
Well, when I got married, when I had my children. Well, I'm white, but you want one.
Yeah.
When you were born.
That's what
I know. I remember we were all sitting around.
The first grandchild is pretty darn special. All children are. Oh, first grandchild was that was pretty special.
Okay.
Remember that.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
I always remember my parents and my Jitty's parents. I always think about them.
My parents. I was going to say my mother, father.
Okay.
Somebody special, but my parents.
All right. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Gosh.
I'm going to say Jitty. He's a pretty nice guy.
There's so many people. My sister-in-law, Teresa, was a very special person. She always was trying to make people happy and giving.
I saw Mickey and Summer the other day on Christmas.
Oh, really?
She looks better. She's good.
That's
she,
right.
Yeah, she's, Eddie had just retired. I'm sorry. Is it for someone your Aunt Teresa knew?
Yeah. Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm grateful every day for 9 precious grandchildren and Jitty and all my loved ones.
Definitely my family. Okay.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Mine's always be honest, always tell the truth. I mean, the other day I said I didn't remember doing something, and I went back on text messages. I said, I texted that. It was about, you know, making plans for something or inviting someone, and I just owned it and sent it to the other two people. I said, oops, I did do that. So always be truthful. You know what? Just own it. If you've told a story and all, even with my kids, just don't. We have a rule, too. If someone else's child is sick or someone said, I don't tell anybody. I don't talk to any. I don't tell the other girls. You know, they want to find out what's going on with somebody else. They ask them.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. Don't advertise. Don't volunteer. Don't.
So let's say learning to say you're sorry. That's hard to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real important.
Own your mistakes, too.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has had the biggest influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
I'd have to say my mother, just because, you know, she was a force. Good or bad, but she was a force, and she gave me some good life lessons.
I agree with that. My mother, too. She taught me how to cook and have his patient, and I always hear her in my head when I'm doing something or cooking something, and I'll think, oh, now I should do it this way. There are angels among us. I totally believe that there are angels among us.
Okay, and then one more. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
We kind of already said that, didn't we? What was when we said you were born? What was that question?
No, it was one memory you'll hold on to for your life. Okay. So I guess it would be the same answer.
Probably when I got married. That was happy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There's so many.
Happy dad and spending the holidays with all you little boogers.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas is late.